Welcome and thanks for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. Thanks for listening. My name's Trina, and my go-to person when I have questions about recycling or reducing waste, I go to Amity with Simple Fly Life. Thanks for coming back and talking to me. You are all about doing everything you can to reduce more waste in your home and just in general. I know I'm making some efforts, but it just seems like stuff piles up everywhere. And I've noticed one of my favorite pastimes, playing with beauty products, kind of a beauty junkie, there's a lot of waste in the packaging just to get it home with. And then in and of itself, what it's contained in seems like there's an awful lot of stuff to throw away or that you can't recycle very well. So do you have any tips on that?
I sure do. I ran into the same problem myself, and I always had just a nagging on my conscience about the products that I was using and could I trust them for one thing, how to dispose of them responsibly for another. So along the way, I have come across some resources that can help people like us make maybe better choices for ourselves when it comes to makeup and beauty products. One of the first things I'd like to mention is Origins is a brand that will take their own products back and recycle them responsibly. So if you like that brand, then you do have the option to take your items back to certain locations. I think there used to be one in the mall. I'm not sure if there is now, but that's one. And then another is I searched on Amazon and found a maker of makeup that is specifically going towards zero waste in her products. Her products are cruelty-free, vegan, and she is under Clean Faced Cosmetics. I think the best way to find her products is just to simply search for zero waste makeup. And I have gotten lip balm that's tinted. I have gotten mascara. I have gotten eyeliner from her, and I have been very pleased with her products. The applications that she uses with her products to apply it are also all natural, and there's no plastic in what she sends to you. So that's another resource for people. The powder, I have not found a truly zero waste solution to powder. However, I did find that there are suppliers through Amazon that have powder that comes in Ziploc bags, and you can buy a holder for the powder. The one I chose was made out of bamboo and has one plastic inset, but the bamboo will be biodegradable at the end of its life, and it's something that I can keep reusing and reusing and using, hopefully for years to come.
Thanks, Amity, with Simple Fly Life. I have more questions after a quick word from our sponsor. Grit Because is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny. Back with Amity, we're talking about trying to be better for the environment when it comes to our cosmetics. What about some of the stuff we already have?
That's better to make future choices, I think. It's very hard to get the makeup that we have able to be recycled. It's not designed that way, so it helps us to make intelligent choices with our future purchases. So look for things that aren't plastic. If you can find your products in cardboard or metal or glass, that would be a better option than to buy something in plastic if you can come by it. look for places in the mall like Sephora that might have alternatives to plastic containers. Again, it's very hard to get our present products able to be recycled. There's not many companies that'll take it back. For those that are interested in trying to recycle that kind of thing, you might have to resort to a company like TerraCycle that will take hard to recycle products. It's sometimes expensive to use their services because they ship a box to you. You can fill up the box and then send it back, but it is kind of pricey to do it that way. But I think for most of us, we're just going to have to start from this point forward and make better choices in the future.
Okay, but no point in beating ourselves up. When you know better, you do better.
Exactly, yes. It is a learning curve for us. We're so used to plastic being in our society and just everything we do. I mean, our single-use plastic is just phenomenal. So it's about education and forgiving yourself and making better choices going forward.
Wonderful perspective. Thanks for sharing your insight. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, no problem.
You can find out more from Amity Farr anytime you like when you check out her website, simpleflylife.com. Thanks so much for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by 417 Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. An award-winning, locally-owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.